5 months ago, 33-year-old Trishna Chaudhary and her husband took a loan to buy an apartment in Gurgaon near New Delhi. But since then, interest rates have gone up. As a result, says Chaudhary, they have to fork out nearly 10% more every month towards the repayment of their home loan.
It has increased twice since our loan has started. For a household budget, it does disrupt it.
That is why Chaudhary was relieved by the central bank's announcement on Friday that interest rates will not be raised. Millions of middle-class Indians who were snapping up cars and homes months ago have since slowed down on their purchases. Loans have become more expensive with 13 interest rate hikes since last March. These aggressive hikes were meant to cut inflation, but economists say they have slowed down an economy which was racing along at nearly 9% and which relies heavily on domestic consumption. Industrial output fell by as much as 5.1% in September. Indian Finance Minister Pranab Mukherjee, who has been stressing on the need to revive growth, is welcoming the central bank's decision to pause interest rate hikes.
I am hopeful today's announcement should help in regaining our growth momentum with improved macroeconomic parameters.
However, business leaders are not satisfied. They want the central bank to cut interest rates to encourage investment and give businesses access to more affordable financing. They say lowering interest rates will also bring consumers back into the market. Business leaders point out that a key barometer of consumer confidence, car sales, has taken a hit. Auto sales are expected to grow by less than 5% this year compared to 30% last year. Economists say that the central bank will begin to lower interest rates once inflation is under control. Inflation has slowed to a one-year low of about 9%, but still remains high. However, officials are confident that it will moderate even further in the weeks to come. Inflation, particularly high food prices, is a politically sensitive issue in India, where more than two-thirds of the population lives on less than $2 a day. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.